Back here on Sports Talk, folks, want to let you know it's not too late to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants. Caesars Superdome, October 5th. You can score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, and that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio WWL. That is a noon kickoff on Sunday, and even the following matchup, Charlie, I got a chuckle out of it when the NFL sends out the report, oh, the Saints 3:25 start against the New England Patriots been basically flexed to another nooner.
Yeah, it got flexed up, and then they flexed the Bucs game that day to the afternoon. I think it's the Bucs and the 49ers are not going to be playing at 3:25 instead.
Correct, yeah.
So they just basically swap places. Yeah, another noon start time. But Steve, we had mentioned this kind of preseason, I think, is that the Saints have a lot more afternoon start times than you would probably think.
Definitely wasn't expected all those 3 o'clockers.
They have like 6 of them. And I think now it's down to, well, 5 and
right.
Down to 4 because they already played the Seahawks. So 4 more throughout the rest of the season. But it was still more on the initial schedule than you probably would have expected.
Looking back to last game against the Buffalo Bills, one of the positive standouts from the game, we kind of touched on it a little, that run game with Kendra Miller and Alvin Kamara, a nice dynamic duo the Saints have. Hopefully see more of that going forward in games. You figure that's going to help contribute to winning football. But Kendra Miller, 11 carries, 65 yards, averaging 5.9 a carry, also had that touchdown. Still not getting really involved in the passing game yet, though, but it was definitely good to see him getting a larger chunk of the carries. Our WWL sound bank brought to you by First American Bank. And Kendra Miller was asked, how does it feel to be healthy finally this season?
Really just not thinking about it because next game mentality, like, I mean, Buffalo was last week, so now we got the Giants this week. So just keeping that next week mentality, not thinking about last year and like how I've been injured. I'm just like, what can I do this week to get better? And what can I do to succeed against the Giants? How can we get a win?
Happy to hear Kendry's putting that behind him, and hopefully that issues any that he's having with his health is also behind him as well. It's hard to, you know, put your past troubles behind you all the time. And I guess Kendra Miller just figures right now, as long as I keep working, doing my thing, I'm going to keep earning these carries in this offense.
For what it's worth, this had to feel like about as good of a fresh start for any player on the Saints roster. Maybe like Trevor Penning's up there as well, moving
right.
To left guard. But Kendra Miller and the Saints' former coaching staff, it is well documented
nice.
that was not a good relationship. So, you know, he's... As Coach Moore said on the coach's show, again, he's making the most of his opportunities. And the better he plays, the more touches he's going to get, the more numbers he's going to get, and hopefully the wins will follow.
You talk about relationships. Kendra Miller was also asked his relationship with Alvin Kamara this year.
It's more like me and him on the same page because it's kind of hard to develop like a relationship like with somebody if you're not really there doing it with them. And so like me and him have been – you know, like I've been here, like this is my third year, but like it's a little bit more closer this year just because, like, you know, we kind of going through it and like he know he got to like lean on me and I'm at to lean on him for different things. So our conversation, we definitely done got way closer. And like even on the sideline, just like talking to each other about the game and like what coming up with ideas on the sideline and then going out there and running it. It's pretty cool to see our relationship trending that way.
Kendra Miller also asked about his relationship or an impression, really, of quarterback Spencer Rattler.
He's always been, like, competitive, and since day one, like, even last year, like, he didn't act like a rookie to me. Like, he's always been, like, super mature, and just, like, seeing how he progressed, like, every week, like, even on the sideline, like, he throw a pick or, like, something doesn't go right. He, like, come on, like, we got this, like, whatever, like, he just takes control since day one, like, even in the huddle, like, before we out there, like, let's go punch it in, let's go get a score, and ultimately, he said that on the field Sunday, I mean, we went down there and scored, so it's just kind of cool seeing him, like, he's super, like, confident and comfortable in everybody's ability, especially his.
That was Kendra Miller, Saints running back, and that'd be key, building that bond with Alvin Kamara. They could be, you know, I keep mentioning a dynamic duo. We've loved what we saw in the past with AK and what Mark Ingram were able to do together, and just curious to see more of what of Kendra Miller is able to do in Kellen Moore's offense, I should say.
Coach used the 1-2 punch terminology when talking about the two of them. And realistically, if they can serve that role together, right? Because you know what Coach Moore wants to do. He wants to be able to run the football with this offense, and they were able to do it effectively against the Buffalo Bills. But moving forward, if they can continue to build on that performance and run with both Alvin and being able to spell Alvin with an effective Kendra to where Alvin doesn't need to get 25 carries in a game to be elite, right? That's going to be awesome. And keeping both guys fresh throughout the season as well. The 1-2 punch thing is legit, Steve. And if both of them can get going, the Saints rushing attack, Scott Shanley brought it up last week that it could be the strength of this entire team by the end of the season. With the offensive line investments that they've made, and you're hoping that they're going to continue to improve up front, those two guys running the football, they could be pretty dangerous for the Saints team.
Fingers crossed the roughest part of this Saints schedule is behind us and they can get into the win column this week and string a little more together. We'll see what happens with that.